We're with Richard Gray, the Vice President of the LGBT plus marketing for the Greater Fort Lauderdale Convention and Visitor Bureau, and he's here to talk about Greater Fort Lauderdale as an LGBT plus destination and give us his spin on our LGBT issues. Tell us about Fort Lauderdale as an LGBT plus destination.
Well, we are the LGBT plus capital of Florida. This is an extraordinary destination. We are a minority-majority county. In other words, there are more African-Americans and there are more Latinos in Greater Fort Lauderdale than there are white people. Our diversity and inclusion reign supreme. If you look at all our elected officials, you'll see that they are Democratic. We are the Democratic center of the state of Florida. And we've been marketing to the LGBT market for 22 years now, and it is our strongest market. For us, as a Convention and Visitors Bureau, it has been the most successful return on investment because LGBT people come to this destination and they spend a great deal of money and they make a difference. And this is a destination that is just growing and evolving.
How did you become involved?
I actually used to be a hotelier, and I used to own a gay hotel that was called the Royal Palms, and I sold that in 2008. But in 1995, I approached the Convention and Visitors Bureau and suggested that they introduce a gay marketing campaign. And at that time, I was vice president of the International Gay and Lesbian Travel Association. So I came to the table with some credibility, and I was also a local, you know, business owner. And so the CEO at the time was very receptive and said, okay, we have no problem in looking at the LGBT market, but we would need your help, Richard. So what I did is I put together an LGBT strategy for the CVB, and we executed it a year later. And we actually, in those days, didn't have the courage or the confidence to say gay. We said rainbow. But very, very quickly, after 5 years, we launched our campaign in 1996. There was gold at the end of the rainbow, and the county became very aware that, you know, there were so many more LGBT people visiting Fort Lauderdale and spending an awful lot of money here. And our reputation within the LGBT community nationally grew because we were marketing everywhere.
What would you like to accomplish with your work?
I think to lead. I think I just want to continue to lead and push the envelope. When I look back and I think when I looked at the transgender market 3 years ago, to this day, we are the only destination in the world that includes trans people in their mainstream marketing campaign. And we've pushed envelopes. So 3 years ago, when I looked at the trans market, I felt that it was a market, a sector, if you like, that was completely overlooked, that we needed to address. As lesbian and gay people, we didn't know enough about trans people, and I certainly wanted to better educate the mainstream people about trans. So I put together a transgender travel research study, and it was the first ever trans study done in this country. And we had almost 800 respondents from 50 states. All transgender people replied, and we listened to that. And then on the back of that survey that we did, we then put together a trans campaign called Where Happy Meets Go Lucky. It became hugely successful. We marketed it mainstream because trans people are mainstream people. They look at mainstream newspapers. And on the back of that, we secured one of the largest transgender conferences in the United States called the Southern Comfort Transgender Conference. They had been in Atlanta for 24 years, and they saw the work that we were doing as a destination, and they were so impressed, they moved their conference to Greater Fort Lauderdale because they wanted to be in a destination that welcomed them with open arms and where they could visit and feel safe and welcome. And this is what Greater Fort Lauderdale is all about. And that's what I want to continue to accomplish, which is pushing the envelope, educating people, and making all travelers to Greater Fort Lauderdale, irrespective of the color of your skin, irrespective of your religion, irrespective of who you love, And irrespective of how you identify, you are welcome in this destination. This is a destination that wants you to come and enjoy our diverse and inclusive economy.
What is your personal commitment to LGBTQ equality?
Well, I think it's something that we can never, ever take for granted. And I think what we have to do is work corporate mainstream America. And I think that we have made, obviously, there have been some extraordinary pioneers. If I look back over the last 20, 30 years, that have made an incredible difference for us. But I think it is corporate America, it's our allies who are really making the difference for us. And I think especially under this current administration, those allies that are helping us currently.
How do you see our LGBTQ community moving forward in this Trump administration?
Well, it's challenging. What we're doing, how we're addressing it as a destination, is we are sharpening our marketing tools even more. We want to tell everybody around the world that Greater Fort Lauderdale is a destination that welcomes everybody. As I said earlier, irrespective of the color of your skin, irrespective of your religion, irrespective of who you love, we welcome you with open arms. And that's what we're doing currently. We're pushing the envelope. We're making our marketing tools more cosmopolitan, more edgy, and we're making ourselves stand out in this conservative state that we live in.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have for these kids, especially dealing with this current administration?
Well, I think what children have to do is, you know, they talk to their friends, and I think they watch TV. And I think that, you know, TV is making a difference, and it's certainly making a difference, you know, if you're trans and you're living in the Midwest versus if you're a trans youth living maybe in the East Coast or the West Coast. So I think that you have to talk to your support system, which is, you know, your friends, and I think your schools. I think you have to talk to your teachers at school.
How can people get information about visiting Greater Fort Lauderdale?
We have an awesome website that gets an enormous amount of traffic, and it's sunny.org, S-U-N-N-Y.org. And you can look at the whole destination. You can look at where to stay, what to do, where to eat, what's going on, what events are happening. And that is probably the best asset that we have is our website.
What projects are you working on?
What we're doing now currently, we just launched a new campaign called Greater Together. And Greater Together is basically a campaign that really pushes the envelope, especially under the Trump administration. And it revolves around a fingerprint. Everybody has a fingerprint, but everybody's fingerprint is unique. But we are all human and we are all one. And we highlight Greater Fort Lauderdale's diversity in this welcome video and to show our inclusion. But we also don't just highlight the beaches. We highlight our different municipalities that we have here that have incredible color, that have an incredible art scene, that have a brewery scene, that have a coffee scene. And so we're highlighting things that are alternative to the beach.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I think one of the statements, if you like, that people always say to me is, when they visit Greater Fort Lauderdale for the first time, they're amazed at how diverse and how inclusive and how welcoming this destination is. So many people, when they think of South Florida, think of Miami. But, you know, Fort Lauderdale is our own. We are our own. We have our own identity. We march to a different beat. You know, we are the Venice of America. We have evolved organically into a luxe destination. If I look at the hotels, you know, we have a Four Seasons under construction. We have a Ritz-Carlton. We have the largest W hotel in the world. We have a Conrad that just opened. I mean, the hotel scene is blossoming here. Our airport is one of the fastest growing airports in the world. Our cruise port is the third largest cruise port in the world. The destination is growing. We have almost 2 million people that live here. People want to live here. They love the Venice of America. They love the beaches. They love the climate. And they love the diversity.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I tell you what I'd like to say on that is, I always listen to Greg Louganis, who was probably the greatest Olympic diver of all time, and he used to train here in Fort Lauderdale. And he says, believe in yourself. And I think we all, when we wake up every day and we look in the mirror, we have to look at ourselves and we have to believe in ourselves, because you've got to believe in yourself to make things happen.